The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
iTunes or on the Stitcher app.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You naked bunch of bitches.
We were discussing being horny yesterday at any age, I guess. And she doesn't say, don't say my name, so I'll say your first name, Vicky. 62, speaking for myself. I feel 30 as far as being horny. Yes, Todd, you can call me a cougar.
Vicky, you're a cougar.
Would she be a cougar?
I suppose.
Well, for guys our age, she would be, I guess.
Certainly, yeah.
Besides, men love an older woman, plus Bob is my best friend. What's Bob stand for, Tom?
Bob is battery-operated boyfriend.
Yeah, you rattled that off real quick.
Oh, yeah. I'm familiar.
Love the show. Getting it in leather, red fire. Craig likes the redheads. I was watching an old movie last night featuring one of our favorite redheads out here, Julianne Moore. And I don't know if you saw it. Originally came out, but it's a funny movie, but everybody's so young looking in it. 1995, 9 months with Tom Arnold's in that, is funny as hell. The main guy is the British
Hugh Grant,
yeah. What a great movie that is.
Julianne Moore is good in everything.
She's great. She's still hot. There's a great movie out there where Julianne Moore and Annette Bening play lesbians who have teenage kids.
Kids Are All Right.
Yeah, that's a great movie. Yeah. With Mark Ruffalo.
Kids Are All Right?
You seen the whole thing?
Yes, yeah. I have.
That's a cool movie. Yeah. That's a more recent movie. Julianne
on
Moore.
Any of the streaming services.
I think it's on one of the movie channels.
I want to say that was an HBO movie to start with.
I don't know. No, I was a theater movie.
I think it went on theaters.
I thought that started on HBO.
No. It's on one of those channels now. I recommend it highly if you're sitting around.
A streaming service or HBO?
It doesn't matter. Watch that movie. I don't know, wherever you find it, you know. It's on HBO. I saw it on HBO. I know. Or Showtime, one of those.
$1.99 on Amazon Prime.
Four-star Hall of Fame nudity, by the way.
Oh, yeah. She gets railed. Just that scene on the desk in Boogie Nights is one of the hottest non-X-rated scenes ever.
Oh, and there was I remember Mr. Skin telling us about this movie. 2010, there was a movie with her and Amanda Seyfried from Big Love.
They go town to each other, right?
Yeah, it's a lesbian thing called Chloe.
Yeah.
And there were some pretty hardcore scenes in that.
Okay, I haven't seen that.
I forgot about Mr. Skin telling us about that. I've seen some still shots.
You can watch the best parts on MrSkin.com. Yeah.
40 seconds at a time.
We're also makes us horny redheads when we watch that.
Plus, older chicks dig a younger guy.
Yeah, that's true.
Vicky knows that.
Vicky knows that. She likes the younger guys. How you doing, Craig?
Great. Fantastic.
All right. It's Thursday.
That's right. Thrilled to be here.
Feels like one of the other days.
One of them.
Could be any day.
Like yesterday.
Like any other day.
There you go.
Or the day before.
Right.
Yeah, we are.
It actually feels like a Friday, but it's not.
Before you were in here, we were debunking the concept of hump day.
Never liked it anyway.
How it's not all downhill after Wednesday.
Puss had a good point, though. In the past, we were at least looking forward to stuff to do on the weekends. Now, I know, Craig, we all like to sleep in, so don't yell at us. And I do enjoy my weekends because I get to sleep in. Not leaving the house much, not doing anything fun, but I'm still enjoying my weekends.
I'm thinking. I wouldn't do this without your permission, because I'm responsible for everyone in this room.
Now, you can golf.
No.
Oh, is that what you're thinking?
Not
doing?
Ready for that yet.
Oh, camping.
Perhaps, or at least go to an area somewhere around here that has hiking trails.
Oh, you can do that.
There are a couple within like an hour drive.
Oh, you can totally do that.
And I don't think you'd encounter a lot of people.
No, I don't think you would.
There would be some people probably at the trailhead, and you'd run across some people at the trail, but that's no different than taking a walk.
Hey, you just get off the side and get away from them when they pass you. Well, you know, just when you're walking through your neighborhood, if somebody's coming towards you, you walk across the street.
That's what I do.
Or you go in the street so they're 6 feet. You know, I do it all the time.
I get off the sidewalk.
But here's the deal, though.
Make a wide berth.
What sucks about that, because the little things bug you nowadays. I mean, because they do.
Well, it's all magnified.
And I come around the corner when I'm walking through my neighborhood, and I see somebody literally four blocks ahead of me on the same side. I go, Jesus. I say it out loud, too, because I'm by myself usually when I'm walking, or my wife. Actually, when I say it in front of my wife, she gets mad at me. What's the problem? Ah, somebody coming on our side. It sounds so
stupid. How dare they be walking in our neighborhood?
Of course I know it's stupid. Of course I know it's stupid.
And they're probably not going to go across the street, so I'm going to have to go across the street.
I do. I always go across the street because I'm the more, usually it's four or five women or an old lady and a dog, so I'm not going to be the rude guy. I'll cross the street. It changes up my walk.
Sometimes, because, my neighborhood is Mad Max, some days I'll just walk down the middle of the street. Nobody's coming.
Yeah. But I've also noticed that there's like one other dude I've been seeing. He's been walking for about 2-3 years like me. So we're like the originals, and now all these newcomers.
Does he ever stop?
No, we just kind of see each other. We used to see each other when nobody was walking.
So he's not walking.
We used to see each other when nobody was walking.
He's not
Forrest
Gump walking across the country.
We nod like, we're the originals. Nobody's out here walking. No, I don't care if you go to a trailhead. I thought maybe you were going to golf, but I think golf is just going to be packed again.
Oh, yeah.
You don't belong to the country club that I don't belong to, but it's in my neighborhood, is packed. And that's just a country club. I can't imagine a public course,
Yeah, I think if you were part of a club, that would be a better situation.
Yeah, I mean, I shouldn't say it's packed, but there's enough people in the course. But a public course, there's going to be more people waiting at each tee. Are they spreading out the tee times? You getting an email, Mike? You've been talking to golfers. Are the tee times not 10, 15? Are they seven sometimes back in the old days?
I've heard some places go into like 15-minute intervals for tee times.
Yeah, I've read that, but I don't know locally or anywhere we're talking to what exactly
and the
rules
are. And also depends or not if you have a science believers or not behind you in front of you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, think about that.
Yes, it does.
I don't believe anything. It's my God-given Jesus Christ constitution,
that if you're part
U.S.
of
rights.
A golf club, that thinking is probably pretty prominent.
Oh, I guarantee it is.
Because you know where they probably get their news.
I also think it's blue-collar clubs are probably that way, too. I shouldn't say blue-collar clubs. Public courses are probably that way. You don't know who's in front of you, who's behind you.
Right. That's the wild card.
You got to bring your own booze, though. No golf cart girls, obviously, right?
I don't think so.
No. Yeah. I think some places have, pickup windows
open.
Yeah,
they do. They do, yeah.
And I think you also have to just make your peace with sometimes you might have to be a dick and say, back up, man.
Yeah, I haven't had to do that yet. I haven't had to do that yet.
Because I think it's...
I'm not really... Yeah, because you're right. I'm anxious to see when that starts. Because there'll be people, since they take an arbitrary date from some politician, they can go out because they think the virus stopped. When do they start walking towards people? Say, hey, what's up? And get real close and think, no, dude.
Or even just, standing in line and in a store with a stranger.
Right behind you instead of standing way behind you.
Our midday jock, Meg, she was saying she had to do that at a convenience store.
Back off, bitch.
Well,
glad she did that. Because
they had the dots on the floor.
I wouldn't want to piss off Meg.
And the guy wasn't standing on the dot. Yeah. She's like, dude, see the dot?
Yeah.
Stand on it.
Good for
Meg. You're too close.
Good for Meg. What do you say back?
He kind of just went, sorry, I forgot.
Yeah. Well, cool. At least you did the right thing. At least you just said he forgot. He did the right thing.
I think you got to do that now.
Oh, I think so.
I think you got to defend your turf.
Right.
It's so unlike her. She's so
I know.
Shy and reserved.
That's what I like about her.
Shrinking violet is what we generally refer to her as.
Wallflower.
Sure.
Yeah. At all times.
Took all she had.
That's what I like about her.
Right.
Surprised it didn't involve three F-bombs in one short sentence.
Well, that's what we like about her, though.
Just one of the things.
Get the F back for me, man.
But I don't think that's a rude thing to do anymore.
I don't think so
either. I think you're going to have to.
But once again, you're going to come into some science denier behind you, and they're going to be, and we'll see what happens. Well, we've seen it. I've seen it on social media. I mean, the videos of people fighting.
Yeah, you can't be a jerk about it, but you're gonna have to. You might have to say something to somebody.
You see the video of this dumb bitch? She was in York, Pennsylvania. That's why I saw it. Somebody shared it and said, "This is Tyler's people." And actually, no, I didn't live in that county. Todd did.
I did,
but he wasn't raised there. Believe me, Todd's not a York County guy. But think of the county in your state where everybody goes, "Oh yeah, that county. That's what that is."
Ah, yeah.
In Pennsylvania, it's York County.
It's the butt of the joke,
right? So there's a woman who went to get Red Lobster to go, and now I will give her. I'm not giving her this defense, but I have noticed that some of the restaurants on the to-go just keep the orders coming and don't care how long it's going to take.
Right.
There's been a couple I've noticed that I'm thinking, well, you know, I'm not going to come back. It's going to take me. I'm going to bitch. But if it's 2-3 hours down the road, I can go to a restaurant that's pacing out their orders so everybody gets them in decent time.
Right.
Now, this chick waited 3 hours, and then she went crazy, and she's a white trash bitch. And some other chick working there is wrestling with her at the right in front of the Red Lobster. It's hilarious. And then she grabs her hair, and they're like, let go of my hair. There's four. You know, my favorite part is where there's four people trying to keep the woman away from another woman, but the one woman's arm is through like three people still holding onto the hair, you know? So the redhead, she's some old lady. She got her head down going, let go of my hair, you bitch. And I'm thinking, hey, social distance. There are like eight people trying to pull these people apart, and they're all just, you know, their masks are falling off their face. Oh, it's a great video.
Yeah, so if you really want something from a particular restaurant, what we've done, we've called hours ahead.
Well, you know, true. Yeah.
It'll be 3-4 in the afternoon. Yeah. We'll say we want to pick it up about 6:30, and they've all been than accommodating.
Majority of them know what they're doing. But there has been a couple that don't pace out their orders and keep taking them, and then it takes too long.
So the lesson there is if you want to go to the York Red Lobster, call ahead of time.
Not York, Nebraska.
Call ahead of time.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of online orders where you can slot your time.
Right.
You know, what time you want to pick it up.
Right.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. But we've always, even before pandemic, like Craig said, we like to eat when we're hungry.
We do.
Yeah, I like to eat within if I'm hungry, what do you want for dinner? Okay, I want to eat within the hour, probably. It's different times, I get it.
You got to plan ahead a little sometimes.
It is. And,
or I've actually just been going to the fridge right lately because, you know, I'm tired of waiting 2 hours.
But meals.
Actually, I'm tired of my bills going, my credit card ranging up too.
Has become an event.
It is.
Yeah. What are we going to, where are we going to eat tonight?
Right.
Are we going to get takeout tonight?
Who else had Jerry Stiller, Craig?
Some of the other players in our Deadpool. Some of the 161 players in our Deadpool that had the 93-year-old Jerry Stiller include, but are not limited to, Salmon Patty.
Oh, I love a good Salmon Patty.
I had a salmon taco last night. It was great.
Oh, you're good.
Same day abortion gets a hit.
That's where they should be.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Same day abortion sex.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, same day as what?
Same thing.
I think we've had accounts of that.
Sandusky sleepover gets a hit.
Yeah.
Shaving the posse.
You letting Sandusky out because of COVID?
I didn't hear that.
Probably not. I'm joking. I didn't hear that either.
Shep's reach around gets a hit.
Oh, Shep's reach around.
No, just white cronies are getting out.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I guess some.
That's right.
Non-violent offenders.
Yeah. And the four got out, right?
Yeah.
Drug offenders, scumbag. Guys like that.
Yeah. Trump's buddies are all getting out, right?
But nobody in the state of Nebraska, where the prison system is pretty overcrowded, from what I understand.
It's been, even before the pandemic.
Worst of the worst
right here
in Nebraska.
The worst,
That's what I thought.
He don't want to pay anybody. He's the worst.
I thought it was that bad.
He's a bad governor.
And it is that bad.
Yeah, worst of the worst.
Right,
here.
This was a year ago they could have said this about our prison system. It is the worst.
Oh,
of the
years.
Worst.
Yeah.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
But he's got the R, parentheses R, so you
that makes it okay.
You got to vote for him.
And I'm sure we'll find some way to suppress the stats of COVID cases coming out of prisons.
Another national news story last night.
We can't report that.
The meatpacking plants in Nebraska, according to the governor, don't have to report anything.
Yeah, because
you don't want them to hurt their business.
He doesn't care about Hispanics either, apparently.
Right.
You want your numbers to look good, so you manipulate them any way you can.
Pete.
We're not interested in facts or gathering accurate data. We're interested in making
those
numbers.
Speaking about blowing smoke up your ass.
Look good. Mm-hmm. We need someone to cook the books.
That made an impression, didn't it?
It did. When we're the butt of national news jokes, which Ricketts is.
Yeah.
You know, we have enough to fight being in the middle of the country.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Sir Shartsalot gets a hit with Jerry Stiller, as does Skippin' Dots Crab Boil. Sloppy Jalopy. Man. And Smokey McBlunt Face.
Skippin' Dot just ruined my Red Lobster appetite.
I love Smokey McBlunt Face.
I do too.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'd like to hang out with Smokey McBlunt Face.
Yeah, you have.
Look in the mirror.
You have. I mean, come on.
Yeah, well, I'm really not a blunt guy.
No, I'm not a blunt guy. No. As a matter of fact, I shun the blunt.
Yep.
Is that because you're afraid?
Is it tobacco?
It's
paper,
the tobacco,
but it's also it's also a bigger joint, right?
Because
it's a bigger cigar joint.
A blunt contains tobacco, and you shouldn't touch tobacco. Again.
Right. Right. It's a tobacco leaf, no tobacco,
and you're even afraid of some rolling papers that may have tobacco in them.
Well, I check and make sure that they're not wrapping them up in some sort of cigar.
That's a good idea.
Tobacco leaf.
Well, hang on. Before I smoke that joint with you, I want to make sure it's safe.
Well, it's easy to tell.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah, you can use
your tongue.
It's not the white rolling paper.
Yeah, that's not paper.
Right. Yeah, you can tell just by sniffing it.
Right.
You don't even need to do that.
I don't want anything unhealthy in my body.
I don't think I've ever smoked a blunt. I know I smoked a big joint with that whaler guy, but I don't think that was a blunt, was it?
I don't think it was.
It was a big white joint. Big fat joint.
Would not qualify as a blunt.
No, I don't think it was either.
We are still celebrating American Craft Beer Week.
I need a beer this week.
We're also celebrating National Stuttering Awareness Week.
Yeah, we are.
Associated Press.
Boston Globe.
There you go.
And we are still celebrating Be Kind to Animals Month.
That's right. Unless you're a pig.
Oh, animals.
And we kill you and eat you.
Yeah.
Sure. That's what they're raised for.
That's right.
That is their purpose in life, to get fat and then die so we can eat you.
I did get a call from a guy who works at a Jack Link's factory. He said, yep, pork bacon is out there pork jerky and bacon jerky.
Have you had either?
Where is the Jack Link's factory? In Omaha, Wichita, where?
I don't know.
Okay.
I've not had pork jerky.
No, we talked about this. We don't even remember pork jerky.
Nor have I had bacon jerky.
Yeah, and bacon jerky would be pork jerky, basically.
And now everybody's piling on. I can't believe you haven't heard of it.
Yeah, especially you bacon guys.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
I would think bacon jerky's bacon. I understand it's a little different. You're not cooking
it. Yeah, I got nothing on this.
Well, bacon is cured, but not necessarily dehydrated.
Got it.
And jerkied.
Suck the juice out of that bacon.
Apparently, there is a distribution center here near Omaha.
All right.
Underwood, Iowa.
They don't make it here, though, right?
I don't know. I don't think they make it there. Distribution center.
Because typically, jerky is not fatty. You've eliminated all the fat.
Man. Gives you energy.
So, to eliminate all the fat from bacon,
right.
That's half the weight.
Oh, at least. Yeah.
Usually.
A new Monmouth University poll shows that fewer people are worried about a family member getting sick from the virus now than they were a month ago.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just arbitrary, too. That's what scares
me. That's us getting tired of it.
It's totally arbitrary.
It's just being human.
And it is being human. But I'm just as worried, especially when it comes to my old man who's actually doing the right thing. He's not going anywhere.
Right. I'm grateful for the same thing on my dad as well.
Right.
Well, it also can be a little bit of adjusting to the new way of I'm washing my hands more.
That's true.
You adjust to it and it becomes, I hate to use the phrase, a new normal.
Yeah, well, I don't mind that phrase. The God-given Jesus Christ Constitution people hate that phrase. That is the new normal. And it could be that for a while till there's a vaccine.
And so when it was new, you were worried more. Right. Now you, it's become part of my life. I'm doing these things. It's my routine. I'm not worried as much.
I realize everybody doesn't fly, but after 9/11, people adjusted to that.
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah.
And everybody bitched. Oh, this sucks. Taking off my shoes.
Gotta take my belt off.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, belt and shoes, that whole bit.
Right. Washing your hands, staying away, wearing a mask when you talk to somebody in public or just in public. They are the new normal, and if that allows us to go out, that's good.
By the way, those of us in the Tibial Plateau Fracture Recovery Club,
that's a fun group,
knew the phrase new normal long before this new normal came along. That was bandied about constantly. We're all living with a new normal, and I got to do it twice. This is the second new normal in 5 years.
Yeah.
And
this is not
a new normal.
This new normal affects us. Well, the first one did, too. We did the stories.
But it's similar to an injury, like what your kids are going through. This is, by definition, traumatic.
Of course it is.
They've lost something.
Yes.
They've never lost anything before, so it's got to be difficult for them to deal with.
I'm lucky neither one were seniors. I keep bringing that up, but I know a lot of people that have seniors in high school.
But what we're going through now, the entire world, is trauma. It's a form of trauma. Your life has been disrupted.
Right.
To various degrees.
Yeah. Pussies. Just Nick's not here yet. Can yell that out for you.
I mean, some of you are going on like nothing ever happened.
I know some of those people. They're not allowed in my house. Well, nobody is anyway. But.
And those people are dangerous.
Yep.
Those are the people that are going to cause the second wave.
Right.
Because it's coming. Other than that, I got nothing but happy news for you. But the second wave is coming.
Yeah, Trump called out Fauci yesterday. Who are you going to believe? A hunch or Fauci?
Yeah, if I'm sick, do I go to my politician or to my doctor?
I love the poorly educated.
Yep. Oh, I go to my politician.
Yeah, well, he's a healer.
Yeah.
He can heal you with his words.
Hmm. And the World Health Organization says that a mental illness crisis is looming.
Oh, there you go.
Surprise.
Oh, yeah.
Of course it is.
Because millions of us, aside from that.
Yeah, we've been.
Not the usual look around.
Pre-pandemic mental illness was already here.
Yeah, that doesn't count here.
No.
But I implore anybody who's having some issues to reach out to a mental health professional.
Right.
They can help you.
Millions forced into isolation, surrounded by death and disease. They say that an upsurge in the number and severity of mental illnesses is likely, and the government should put the issue front and center in their response to the pandemic.
The government. Yeah, they care about that.
Yeah. Well,
it should
so
be
now
issue.
Then, a year from now, when we say, hey, there's mental issues from that, maybe we should start looking into it. You didn't tell us soon enough.
Right.
To start looking into it. Okay, remember today.
Yeah, we told you. Well, there's been discussion about that for quite some time.
For quite some time.
That there is going to be some post-traumatic stress stuff going on. For a long time.
Yes. Yeah. No question. No question about that. And then, it just gets worse.
I love when you're surprised by the story that's on your in front of you. Oh!
Well, this one I actually printed out yesterday.
Okay, got it. You were surprised then.
Yeah.
Yeah, according to Dalton.
And we'll get to that one later.
Hey, Dalton.
Bacon jerky tastes like bacon.
What?
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Shocking.
Yeah.
What? You're kidding me. Is it thicker than your normal bacon, even thicker than thick bacon?
If Dalton is listening, perhaps he can answer these questions.
Or is it just a Wafa-thin piece of
meat? He has the hookup at a plant
What word did you just say?
Underwood,
Iowa. What's that mean?
Wafer thin.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. you say it the right way.
Wafa-thin.
I thought it was some word. I wasn't ashamed of it. I never heard that word before. And apparently I didn't.
No, it's wafer-thin.
I know that.
Or wafer-thin, rather.
A little Monty Python there.
It was.
Yeah. All right. All right, Dan. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
I'm just saying that.
We'll see you.
Ahead of time.
It's
only Thursday. We got our buddy Ben Roy later on.
Oh, I think we might get a call from Dr. Mina here
soon. Oh, Doc. All right. Good. Need to talk to her.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.